This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation is grieving another mass shooting. A gunman opened fire yesterday at a Texas elementary school, killing at least 19 children and two adults as he went from classroom to classroom before he was shot dead by law enforcement. Uvalde, Texas school superintendent Hal Harrell said after the shootings,
"This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come."
The AP said Donahue,
"An active shooter was reported at Robb Elementary School. Texas Governor Greg Abbott identified the shooter as 18-year-old Salvatore Ramos from Uvalde.
He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly.
As for the gunman,
he himself is deceased."
Abbott says the gunman abandoned a vehicle outside the school. Uvalde is located between San Antonio and the Mexico border. I'm Ed Donahue.
We still don't know why the gunman opened fire. President Biden called for new gun restrictions in an address to the nation hours after the attack.
"It's a time to turn this pain into action. For every parent, for every citizen in this country, we have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act."
Today, President Biden plans to sign an executive order on policing. Most of the order is focused on federal law enforcement agencies. It would create a database to help track officer misconduct. Today is the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has easily beaten Donald Trump's hand-picked challenger in a Republican primary. He will face Democrat Stacey Abrams this fall. The Russians controlling the key Ukrainian city of Mariupol say it's functioning again after 3 months of fighting. This is AP News. Now to what CBS is doing in the aftermath of the tragic school shooting in Texas. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
The deadly school shooting in Texas has led a broadcast network to tweak its programming schedule. It was supposed to be the season finale of FBI on CBS, but the network yanked the episode after the elementary school shooting in Texas. The show's season 4 finale was titled Prodigal Son, and the storyline involves a suspected student's participation in a deadly robbery. A substitute episode was aired. It was the 12th episode in the current season. It is unclear whether the canceled episode will end up airing in the future. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is going to work at MSNBC, where she is expected to make appearances on cable and streaming programs, and she'll host a new original show. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.